bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Chris, I need everyone's help. I need your help. I need people's help.
This wouldn't be the first time.
No, but this time it's not about me.
Oh.
No, I know.
That's it's shocking.
It's about one of my mates who has a neighbourly problem.
Do they need to borrow a cup of sugar?
No.
Okay.
Something else. And it's a little bit...
Disturbing?
Disturbing.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But some people might find it hot.
For me, disturbing. Yes. But yeah, each to their own.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. And my mate needs some advice.
Tell Annie, Chris.
So my mate's been having trouble sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Insomniac?
No. Not stress. Not like too hot in his house.
Snorer?
No snoring.
Okay.
But there has been a noise that's been...
A buzzing?
Happening.
I have a buzzing in my light that gets annoying.
Why are you sleeping with a light on?
That's a good point. It's actually before I go to sleep. But yeah, it's like... Anyway, yes, focus.
And it's starting to wake him up at night.
Noise is starting to wake him up at night. That's
it
not...
kind of...
Actually, don't know what this is. That can't... Okay, give me another clue.
So it happens... in the middle of the night.
Yeah. An animal? Is there an animal around?
No. This guy, his neighbour, there's an alleyway in between him and his neighbour's house.
Yeah.
And he can hear water kind of coming out of somewhere.
He can hear a bathroom?
Yeah. No. His neighbour is obviously either too lazy to go to the bathroom or he's trying to save water. But he is urinating outside his bedroom window.
Oh. What? Are you serious?
Yep, seriously.
He's urinating through the window.
Yep. So.
That is disgusting.
I know.
What?
So, my mate opens up the curtains.
Oh, my God.
To see what's going on outside. And, of course, it's pitch black. You can't see anything because there's no street light or anything. And you can just see, like, a silhouette in his neighbor's, like, window. And just then the pissing noise.
Oh, so you that's gross.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. So this has been happening a few nights, I assume.
Yeah, it's been happening quite... It's happened about... he said it nearly happens every night.
Nearly every night?
Yeah, perhaps this person has like a water problem.
Yeah. This will make me need a wee.
The neighbour also is a little bit hot, so...
That is irrelevant.
It changes things.
No, that is irrelevant. If someone is urinating out of a window, what they look like is irrelevant. I'm sorry, James's friend, but let's take that out of the picture here.
There are a couple of things that could change this.
We were talking about James's friend's neighbour, who's doing a little something out the window.
Yeah, he's creating waterfalls outside the window.
Mm-hmm. And your friend is chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. And well, I don't know, maybe. Oh, actually,
as TLC said,
he's into
don't
it.
Go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, listen to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
No, please stick to the rivers and the lakes.
See, that's just reference to the puddles.
No, that means the rivers and the lakes of the toilet bowl.
Anyway, so I'm asking people what we should do. Like, I have a couple of ideas. I think that he should, and someone else had this idea as well.
We've got so many tickets.
I said that that he should set up a lamp or something in his windowsill so then when he hears the noise, he can switch it on remotely and then the light turns on, but he's still, like, not being caught. Like, so his face, like, he won't see my mate in the window, like, taking a peek. It's just, like, secretly a light switching on.
I don't think that this guy has an issue with being seen.
Well, it's, like, 4 a.m. in the morning. No one's walking down the... like weird thing.
All right, let's get to some of your texts. We've got Matthew from South Yarra who said, that's gross, but not as bad as the Chinese tourist I saw yesterday holding her toddler over a bin on Collins Street so he could do a number two.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not okay.
That is not allowed.
That's disgusting.
Not allowed.
Oh, my God, there are so many public toilets around people.
Gosh. Mick wants to know from what height or onto what or who below.
Okay, good questions, Mick. It's a level first, like a ground level.
Ground, okay.
And it's into an alleyway.
Okay. So ground. So it's not like he's going from level one to ground.
No.
Really appreciate the TLC, by the way.
No.
Flash a torch out the window and say, who's there? Hopefully you will surprise him and catch a good look at him. Winky face.
Well, yeah. My mate's quite interested to see what's been packed there. So I also think that a flash torch is a good idea. As soon as you hear that something's going, bring out the flash torch because you know... It's quite hard to quickly turn off a stream and get out of the way, you know?
That's true. And if you get someone early on in the stream, well, they'll still, you know.
Exactly.
If you catch them mid, it might be a bit harder. I'd just join him and probably hit him up on social media.
Fantastic.
No, that's what toilets are for. Someone has taken a leaf out of the book of Billy Madison. Mm. I don't know if you've seen the Adam Sandler great movie, Billy Madison. Put dog poo on their doorstep.
No.
I don't know if that's really going to send the right message, though.
Also, don't have a dog. My mate doesn't have a dog.
Make a paper plane with a message to ask him to stop being and put your number on and ask him for a date. When he's doing it, you could... like throw a paper plane out the window, hope that it, you know, maybe hits him in whichever place.
Yep.
You just don't want it to hit the stream because it will just go soggy and fall.
And then then your number would get washed away.
Mm. Someone else pee out your window at the same time.
There we
lol.
Go. A few people are into water sports this morning.
Get an electric fence up there.
Thank you to that person.
That's probably one of my favourites. anyway, so they go on, the text messages, but the general gist of it is that no one is really all that concerned with what's going on, to be completely honest. Right. Apparently electric fences are very
Andrea from Coburg North also thinks an electric fence would be a good idea.
Apparently it's quite a proven fix. I didn't even know that this was quite a problem. I don't think I've ever been to the bathroom anywhere outside my toilet except for that time in Year 8 camp where we went. I've told you this story, James.
Yeah.
Year 8 camp when we were, you know, staying in camping, which is the only camping experience in my life. And on day two, I weed all over myself.
Oh, no.
And, like, I've never been camping since. It was horrible. So, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I'm still scarred.
I think the gist of this is I'm going to get my mate to either join him out the window, which is probably not a great idea, but I definitely think the flashlight idea is a good one.
Yeah, or set up an electric fence.
So
no one has no one has poo-pooed this.
No.
No one. Everyone seems to think it's quite fine that he's peeing out the window. All right.
Public urination, probably not a great idea.
No.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to set Mark a task. And
Mark's your friend.
Yeah, Mark's my mate. And hopefully next week we'll have an update.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.